This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, flight noise plus wrestling in gravy and escorts. All coming up right after this.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this is a romantic song that my dad used to sing to my mom back when they were courting. My dad used to stand in the bushes, you know, under my mom's window and play the piano and sing. Just press your buttocks against the window and I'll know you are home. Can I say that?
Yes.
The view from the sidewalk is a vision all its own. There's no need to turn out the light. Just press your buns against the window and it turns the day to night. The gasp of astonishment is still upon my lips from when I first saw your buttocks make that total eclipse. If there's rain clouds forming, there's no need to go on the lam, 'cause your butt could hold the water back like the Grand Coulee Dam. So press your buttocks against the window and I'll know you are home. The view from the tour bus is a vision all its own. In a world of many wonders, I am glad that I am able to see this semi-precious sight that can't be seen on cable. The thermal insulating properties of your gluteus maximus can minimize the heat loss when pressed against the glass. So drop your undergarments and apply yourself with zeal to duplicate the properties of a near hermetic seal. Just press your buttocks against the window and I know you are home. The view from the sidewalk is a vision all its own. From this particular perspective, I can see your monogram. 'Cause your butt looks like saran wrap round a semi-boneless ham. Yes, your butt looks like saran wrap round a semi-boneless ham.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
copy of a side sports note coming from you, Christine?
You were talking about the flight noise during the U.S. Open.
I was asking if how come you don't hear the jets as much as you... When you'd watch the U.S. Open, it was constant jet planes.
Yes, this is the kind of interesting
So established in 1993, the tennis climb flight path was only used during the U.S. Open to divert airplane noise away from the matches. So it's been in place... since 1993.
But Tom, 1993 was just
yesterday.
Last week.
Yesterday,
yes. No, but isn't there something on the microphones to reduce the...
But they're not flying over the Flushing... They're not flying over the tennis complex anymore.
You do this every effing time, okay?
They're not flying over Flushing Meadows Park during
question.
The 2 weeks of the US
We
Open.
Give you the information.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
In fact, it actually has become
a regular
route.
And then you go ahead and look it up yourself, and you announce the same answer.
Okay, sorry.
So why don't you just go ahead and look it up yourself? There's no filter
no,
they don't for the audio. You lunatic.
Okay, next.
Well, I'm sure there's a filter on my microphone.
I was asking.
Wait and see. God, I hope there is a filter. He can go.
Oh, man.
I just got this received to me from an audiophile friend of mine who said that they're doing interesting things with audio.
You getting it mixed up over there? You know, every pore, we can hear ice.
Sorry.
Okay. I remember you telling me one morning, you can't have ice. You said this. You can't have ice in your drink when we're on the air because people can hear that.
Yeah, that's but I have a straw.
And look at you.
But I have a straw.
But I can't find my straw. Okay.
You had them in your pocket this morning.
I must have left them somewhere.
Nobody.
They must have got lost.
Well, let's what else you got
loud.
Nobody likes you.
I'm singing Jay Giles.
Bless you.
I said I must have.
I like
I said I must have. I must have got lost.
Hey, the Woofa Toofa.
Oh, man, that's a great intro.
Oh, that's the best. Now, what else?
What's that girl's name?
Rapunzel.
Reputa. Let down your hair. Let me climb up the ladder of your love.
We don't have to hear that whole thing.
Oh,
no.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Come on.
Oh, yes. Would you rather hear Jay Giles or a football coach and a prostitute?
Is it audio of them doing it?
I'm going to say no.
Jay Giles.
I'd have to say Jay Giles as well. Jay Giles as well. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, Reputa. Reputa the Beauty. Hey, Reputa the Beauty. Let me down your hair. Let me climb up to the ladder of your love.
The ladder of your love.
So crazy.
I said I must. Well, where the hell's the rest of it? You gotta have the whole
Jason's
thing.
In there going, I'm doing the best I can.
It's the great Peter Wolf in the Jay Giles band.
I have to go over and tell people that. They don't know who Peter Woods sings for the Jay Giles band.
That's not Peter Woods. It's Peter Wolf. I'm just trying to stall so we can find the thing. That's all.
Well, what's going on in the meantime? Maybe the prostitutes?
High school football coach in Texas arrested for allegedly reporting a prostitute and a theft. According to Laredo police, Coach Rolando Ramos allegedly trying to pay for sexual services when the hooker, I'll say on the air, but it's typed shooker.
It's a typo. Come on. A pro would ignore it.
A pro. That explains me. Shooker ran off with $100. He called police to report the theft, and after the investigation, Mr. Ramos was arrested on suspicion of soliciting prostitutes.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
At least.
You got to eat that $100, man.
Yeah.
The whore stole my pot. No, well, it's legal. But,
wow.
Okay. Whore stole my wallet.
So. Man.
This is...
And read reviews before you get your escorts.
Oh, do they have reviews for escorts?
Oh, sure. I have been told that there are, yes.
Well, just like anything.
Yelp?
Yelp review.
Oh, like an Uber driver review?
No, I remember I had a... the beginning of this sounds fake. I had a roommate. But it's true. It's true.
Okay.
Who did like to frequent the... And he went to a place called the Erotic Review.
Okay.
And you'd have to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had to pay, and it was just reviews of people who have escorts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
was it a brick and mortar building you'd go into?
I wish, man. It was a website. Well, yeah.
Could the lady, for example, have you reviewed and go, well, I'm not going back with
there
that
are,
guy.
There are also websites where they, yes, for the safety
really?
Of themselves,
sure, okay.
review okay. John's.
So you have yeah. a 5-star review. I'm going to accept your offer. But,
right.
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Just like Uber. That's interesting.
So in this case, the football coach allegedly solicited the prostitute and then she didn't give the services required.
That's what it sounds
and
like.
He just took off with the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you eat that, don't you?
I mean, yeah. at least the upside is at least he's not banging one of his students. I mean, look
that
at that.
Is an upside.
Look at the positive.
You are correct on that.
Oh. Can you possibly flower that language up?
I don't think you need to flower that one up. I think the content is so disgusting.
The NFL, Tom has a problem with this. I do not. The NFL will not be replacing the chain gang with what they call Hawkeye computer vision. The system to measure first downs during the upcoming regular season. The league experimented with the technology during the preseason, but it did not work as well as anticipated.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
That's what they're saying. NBC Sports reports it notably delayed the Lions-Giants preseason game, taking much longer than the traditional chains to measure on a play that was not even close to a first down.
Yeah, they'll figure it out eventually.
But don't you... I would think that you would be on my side about this. The chain gang trots out there. It's like three guys, and they take the links, and they measure, and it's people.
Yeah, it's fun.
You like all that old-fashioned like stuff.
Yeah, but people are gambling. People have a lot of money on these games.
That shouldn't be a part of any of it.
Yeah, I think the integrity of the game is more important than the fact that people are gambling on it.
But we have technology now where in the Olympics, someone will win an event by 0.02 seconds, and they can prove it because of the quality of the timing devices. They could put something on the football, they'd be able to know exactly where it was.
Well, I think
since when are you on the side of accuracy and justice?
Yeah,
when did that start?
What the hell is wrong with me?
Yeah.
I am so inconsistent.
It's silly.
I am becoming my father.
I don't know. Because that guy, Noah Lyles, got beat in the 100 by the other guy, but apparently it's your torso. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, no. And I think it's also about the ball placement. That's hard. That's got to be a human calling it. Where did he go? When I get
you're going to let him do that?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you.
But I think for something, eventually, it's nice to know there are so many times one bad call has ruined a season for.
Yes.
We've all been there.
Yes, and that's part of the game.
But if it can be fixed, it should be.
Hmm.
I've been on a chain gang, by the way. A lot of pressure.
Are you talking about my middle school football game?
Yes. That's what he's talking about.
Yes.
He thinks he's, I am a soldier right there with you, NFL. No, it's a middle school football game.
Do you know how embarrassing that is when you're in a middle school football game and your dad is 6 feet away from you? Because guess what? I'm not playing. I'm on the sidelines too. And he's just hanging out, making jokes with the coaches. So weird.
Were you talking to the coaches during the game?
Hey there, coach.
Do that.
How about an onside here? Hey there, coach. What about that Statue of Liberty here?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Tom, he's your son. Don't you see how that would embarrass him?
How about a little more razzle dazzle, fellas?
Only thing worse than when he's on the chain gang, he would call the games, and no one asked him to do it, but he was like, I'm volunteering to call all the home games.
I know you're going to be very excited about it.
Coming out, number 71, Willie Elvis Griswold.
Oh.
Stuff like that.
I have been asked to do one of the games this year, by the way.
At the high school?
Yeah.
It went a little
high
like
or
this.
Middle school?
Well, what are we going to do about Griswold?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
You know
he wants to do the whole season. Well, let's offer him a game and see if that.
I'll speak to everyone who does that. It's really hard.
Of course it is.
Because you've got to get the name. I would go down to the visiting team and make sure to get the name. Because if you get it, you know, then they come up to the window.
It's Jablonski, not Jablonski, you pervert.
I'm sorry,
you pervert.
Very hostile.
Yes. A normal person would feel this way, and they would say, maybe public announcing isn't for me. Maybe that. But no, you are like powering through.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Okay, cool.
But I was on a chain gang a couple times, and it's a lot of pressure. You want to get it right.
Well, sure.
Well, no. But
you just pay the slightest bit of attention, don't you?
Referees making the call want to get it right. Everybody wants to get it right.
They'll say to you, hey, jackass, get up and walk that way 3 yards. It's fun.
How did you focus that long?
I can't. You know me. I'm looking at my phone during
the
play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I missed that last play.
I missed it. What?
Do you mind if I hold one of my dogs?
No wonder the ref was going, you need to move up
30
yards.
Using the chain to measure the distance between his front tire and his back tire. Where the hell is he? Out in the parking lot. Well, how long is this? I've always been curious.
I just got curious.
I'm not allowed to bring any of the dogs to the game Friday night.
Are you doing it this Friday night?
No, I'm just going to go observe the game, but I'm not.
No wonder they're calling you pervert.
You can't take a dog to a high school football game.
Why not?
You can't?
Like sure.
No, not this. Well, depending on where you live, it's.
Not unless they're your support dog.
A lot of places.
I've been working on getting that vest for him.
Yeah, poke both your eyes out.
Get the vest for him or get sunglasses for yourself. That might be a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Or both in a game.
Yeah, right.
Why is Tom watching the game with sunglasses? In any event, yeah, so no NFL electronic things.
Right, yeah, and it's a real crime.
I just want the games to be accurate because, for example, if you're going to be...
No one complains about calls more than you do. There's no in your brain thinking, well, this is just the way it goes. And like you said, we've all put up with bad calls, our favorite teams. It's part of the game. Well, apparently not. Not a part of the game anymore.
Well, it shouldn't be part of the game when they make a terrible call.
I think it should...
We're going to be allowing
you're
you
no
to...
You're no fan. You don't know anything about the National Football League. I don't know why.
That's correct. I go to the games, though. Enjoy them. Nice hot dogs.
Do you?
We have a special thing coming up, speaking of great football games.
Can you imagine being next to him during a football game?
Oh, it sucks.
I don't know what the problem is. Why are they wearing these uniforms?
Is he on his phone a lot?
Whole time. He'll stand up in the middle of the play to go to the bathroom. I want to get back. The halftime entertainment is going to be great today. They have some jumping dogs.
I, for one,
he is right about the
would love to sit next to you during a football game, Tom.
Okay, well, that'll be a good arrangement.
Middle of a two-minute drill. Hey, check this out. Picture of Marty Allen. That's so weird. That's not an exaggeration. That really happened.
The World Gravy Wrestling Championships took place in England this past week. According to the Beeb, the annual event at the Rose and Bowl Pub.
Hang on a second.
In Stackstead.
This is the story I warned you about, Josh.
Yes, I figured.
Saw a wide range of competitors wrestling in a pool of gravy. A series of two-minute bouts. 18-year-old George Young won the men's title. 43-year-old Christine Rogers earned the women's title after taking part in the contest for the sixth time. Competitors awarded points for their costumes, comedy effect, and entertainment. Organizers said over 210 gallons of gravy used for this event. No word on what kind of gravy it was, Josh. Mrs. Rogers battled victory while dressed as Barbie Q-U-E, a costume depicting a grilled version of Barbie.
A grilled version of Barbie.
That's what it says.
All right.
Sounds a little weird. But
the whole event sounds a little odd.
And usually when they do anything involving food, they always, at the end of it, they say that it was given to local food banks.
No.
Maybe they could donate it to
local perverts?
Yes. I will slurp up that gravy.
Hey, Barbie was wrestling in this gravy.
Tom, do you own a gravy boat?
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I think so.
I do.
Thanksgiving,
do
probably?
I do not own a gravy boat.
I don't know about the new administration. I mean, back in the day, we didn't have anything like that. There was a lot of Pyrex containers.
Yeah,
old house was hilarious. Just the stuff that we did and didn't have.
I can believe that.
It was a boys' club.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. Was it SNL, I think, that had the gravy boat that was shaped like the Exxon Valdez?
Yes.
And it poured out of a hole in the... Yeah. Like the hole.
Yeah, the one thing I've been meaning to get we talked about this with Christy and I. My mom had this thing for making turkey, like a roasting pan.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing it was good for was turkey.
I have one of those.
And it was black speckled. Yeah. I don't know.
I have one of those.
Special
Josh
metal.
Has one of those.
And I bought Tom one.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about how much we loved those.
Yeah, the classic.
I have a big one and I have a little one too for a chicken.
Like every grandma's, all grandmas had that.
Yep.
They had the Corningware glass casserole dish.
White with the little blue flowers.
Yes, yes.
And a cast iron skillet, a big one, a nice
gravy
one.
Boat.
Yeah, I have a gravy boat.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving, you have to have a gravy boat.
Somebody has to have named their boat the Gravy Boat, right?
Gravy. Yeah. I named my cat Gravy, as you guys know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Gravy Girl.
Yeah, we know. No.
Hi, Gravers.
Yeah. What are you doing today?
What a great idea.
Is that your cat voice?
It is.
Yeah. The Gravy Championship belt, by the way, is elastic.
I would think so. Yeah, sure.
Work it up. I need an awl to make more notches in my Gravy belt.
You know, they only have a heavyweight championship.
I'll switch my belt. No, this one's far smaller than... Well, that's sports.
Do they sell awls at Casual Mail?
Oh, I don't.
Just right next to the belts.
is the style store for Big and Tall still out there?
I think Big and Tall is still out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also a Big and Stall. It takes forever to check out. My goodness.
Yes.
Have you seen
Casual Mail? The first time I heard somebody call it Casual Whale, I laughed for 20 minutes. And I would shop there.
There's the Destination XL. I had to buy a belt.
Oh, yes.
And it's very hard for me to buy a belt at the regular store. I go to Casual Destination XL. I'm the skinniest guy in town.
You're exactly right. I went to Destination and I went, I don't know. There's no clothing store for me. Yeah. That's too big.
You're like in between?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have a place you go?
Maybe it's Destination
that makes
now.
That makes you feel really young.
Young? Sure. Yeah, you can go to certain...
cafeterias?
Yes. Yeah.
Am I a urologist?
Yeah.
I'm always the rock star of that place.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a place I have to go to get this thing. What do you call it?
An infusion.
An infusion. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I go there. I feel like I'm, 20 again.
Do you talk to the folks?
Occasionally.
I'd love to. The stories you would hear.
Yeah.
Go, hey, who was your first boyfriend? Just talking to an old lady is the greatest thing. You can just you hear so many awesome stories.
Me and J. Edgar Hoover did hand stuff.
What?
And that was from a guy.
But you don't know, you don't find out it was J. Edgar Hoover until like days later because she kept calling him Jay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Eddie or whatever.
But sometimes I'll be sitting there thinking, is that person alive?
Oh my gosh. Were they just slipping through their infusion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Josh, I had a story. My grandma was telling me a story. And then in the story, Neil Armstrong's wife comes to talk to her in the story because they were just at Purdue at the same time. And I was like, man, sometimes you do say interesting stuff. You just don't shut up. But eventually, something interesting comes up.
You just don't shut up.
Yeah, if we could trim the fat.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.